Pope Benedict XVI received British Prime Minister Gordon Brown today in a private audience. The global financial crisis dominated the discussions between the Pope and Prime Minister Brown, as well as the duty of world leaders to pursue initiatives benefiting developing countries. Philippa Hitchin spoke with the British ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Campbell, who accompanied the Prime Minister to meetings with the Pope and Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone.
They talked in great detail in both meetings with the Secretary of State and with the Pope. They talked a lot about the economic crisis and the potential impact this will have on the developing world, particularly in Africa.
The gift that the Prime Minister brought for Pope Benedict also reflected that commitment to Africa, didn't it?
The gift that the Prime Minister brought was a very personal one. It was a thank you from a mother and child in Ethiopia to the Pope for his contribution in buying the first immunisation bond in November 2006. And that bond has raised so far $1.6 billion for immunisation. And because the Pope came on board in November 2006, then all the other religious leaders representing the main denominations, they stepped forward to purchase bonds, subsequent bonds, and really added to the great success of the initiative.
I understand that during the conversations, the possibility of a papal visit to the United Kingdom came about.
The Prime Minister, he said that in his one-to-one conversation with the Holy Father, they talked about a possible visit to the United Kingdom. We certainly have left the Vatican no doubt that the Pope would be welcome to visit the UK. And there were some parallel conversations about what occasion might arise in which the Holy Father could visit. And there was some suggestion that perhaps the possible beatification of Cardinal John Henry Newman might be a suitable occasion which the Pope might consider a visit to the country. And I know Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor has made representations to the Vatican along those lines.